Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Molly Page, and he, that handsome guy right there, that's Ken Kessler. Doug Steffen, MIA, in not MIA, which would be Miami. He's MIA in Jamaica.
Mon.
So what's the deal, Ken? Because you and Molly have been tracking Doug for the last, several minutes, and apparently we heard from him, we talked to him, we had contact. He's not in Jamaican jail, but he is missing.
As we know. Yeah, about 20 minutes ago, we heard from him, and he was getting everything together. We were all connected, and he said he'd be right back. And then...
We need to put one of those little GPS animal collars on him.
Totally.
Plant
a chip or something.
He's going to step outside for a minute, yeah?
I just got an email from him that says, "Tell them I'm here."
Oh, well, let's check in with him. Doug Steffen, are you there? Are you missing? Have we found you?
What's that?
We're just opening. We're talking about you being missing MIA, not an MIA, but in Jamaica, Mon.
Oh, well, that's probably not on the minds of a lot of people who would like to know about what's going on in Texas. What, Molly, do we know about this? Is this another religious crazed nut bird, Muhammad cartoons at the focal point of this?
They don't know anything about the shooters yet. A little background on what happened, because it happened last night around 8 o'clock. Two gunmen shot dead in Texas after opening fire on a security officer outside what many are calling a provocative contest for cartoon depictions of
who would be those many?
Well, it's provocative because no one is allowed, according to the religion, to draw the Prophet Muhammad, which is what happened at Charlie Hebdo when they were drawing the Prophet Muhammad. That's what that was about.
Isn't it time for that? Isn't it time for the world to quit that scene? Even as far as even those people who believe in Islam, mm-hmm. Isn't it time to get beyond that? And I'm wondering out loud here whether or not there, frankly, is a majority, or is that a singular or plural? Is there a majority that thinks, who are Islamic, that drawing a picture of Muhammad ought to be something that creates this kind of mayhem? If you are a Muslim and you don't believe that, then you need to get with the 21st century. Because this kind of stuff is out of this, is just crazy nutbird stuff, and nobody has any respect for you. Will lose members if, in fact, this is the way you teach everybody, don't draw a picture of Muhammad. What kind of nonsense is that?
Some think this is kind of poking the bear because it's a contest to draw it, and
But when you say some, who in their right mind thinks this is a killable offense?
Your finger on it there in their right mind. You know how I feel about it. If you believe in a God, in an actual God, that God doesn't need your help protecting it. It's a God.
Right. Well, Muhammad's not a God. He was a prophet, supposedly, according to their tradition.
Does he need protecting?
Well, that's the point of all of this. This has become folklore. This has become part of this trail of nonsense that follows the people who are not all of them. See, what happens, we'll have people in the news media who will say, sort of in a way categorically suggest that all people who believe in the religion of Islam are like this, which, of course, is also nonsense. And so where do we go with this intolerance? That's the thing. And there are plenty of intolerant Christians and plenty of intolerant Jews and plenty of intolerant, I don't know, those are the three main religions you can whittle it down from there. And I guess I wonder, in terms of our own background, Jennifer, I go back to you. Thank you, by the way, for being so happy that I was here. I'm not in a happy place at the moment, so I don't need to.
I can tell. You came in Ramo.
No.
Jennifer's champ, though. Boy, did she jump in when we lost you there.
All right. So anyway, can you, in your own mind, go back to your Catholic school education or think in terms of, and Kenny, maybe you too, Molly, I don't know anything about your religion, so that's why I'm not asking you. The feelings of this kind of intolerance, even though I have heard plenty of things. I remember my girlfriend in high school was Catholic, so I went in to learn, so I got the catechism book, and, you know, this is the only one for religion, and he's the only one to God, and all of that stuff. But I didn't, there is intolerance, but I wonder how far you thought intolerance went in your own religion. Maybe that's the better question.
You know, I feel like my religion is not intolerant at all, actually. Growing up, I remember the message always being to include everyone. And maybe that was just, I'm sure there are Catholics that don't tolerate a lot of other religions. But I know in the church, in the grade school, that was associated with it. And then my high school, everybody said, you're kind to everybody. You bring everybody in. That's how you spread your word and your messaging, is by being kind to people, not by shutting them out. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like it was a very, you know, exclusive message that was given to me. And I, even so much as other Christian sectors, I feel like we're more, maybe not as happy to bring other people in, but I felt like we're, at least in my upbringing and my experience, it was always the message of, hey, that's how you spread your message of God, is by being nice and by being inclusive of everybody.
Mm. All right, but Kenny,
I think. I mean, and that's just how I feel. Maybe there's other examples of Catholics not being that way. I'm sure there are.
I think there are. There's plenty of them.
Yeah, but I don't feel like I ever had that messaging in my education.
All right, so that's good. Kenny, you grew up Jewish, and then you changed, converted to Catholicism.
Right.
Did you see any of this as a kid growing up?
No, in neither religion, I didn't see any of this. I mean, there's always a lunatic fringe who are intolerant of anything. Their way is the only way, but it's a small minority, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly, it was never part of any doctrine or anything that ours is the only way and anyone else who disagrees has to suffer. I never heard anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Molly, I'm not sure about your religion, so I'd be curious to know what you were taught, if you had a religion when you were growing up, what it was that they or it taught you about inclusion.
Well, I come from a Jewish family, my mom and my dad, in New York. When we moved to Montana and my mom remarried a cattle rancher, we were the only Jews, as far as the eye could see. And my mom was worried about that. Yeah.
No synagogues in the middle of, what do they call Montana? Big Sky Country.
Big Sky Country. I was like, where's the bagels? There was nothing. So my mom pretended we were Christian and we went to Sunday school. And I think she was a little concerned about that. But I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. I think religions, if they're not based in spirituality and love and inviting everyone in for a better life and a better world, they can be more divisive than helpful.
Yeah. All right. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer or Molly at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day Show. I'm guessing that we have lots of things cooking in terms of social media, Kenny. So we'll check that out in a matter of moments. Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Doug Stefan on the Good Day program. Nothing says I love you more than the gift of a complete elimination kit. Give your mom a squatty potty for Mother's Day. She'll thank you for the rest of the year. And going forward for years ahead. Squatty Potty was created for a mother of seven to help with constipation and other problems that happen as you get older or you've had seven children. It works so well, the family decided to share their secret with the rest of the world. So that's where Squatty Potty comes in. It allows you to squat fully and relax your colon, which results in an easier and more complete elimination. Squatty Potty is engineered so that you can mirror the angle and efficiency of natural squatting. And when you're not using it, it conveniently stores under your toilet. The Squatty Potty is doctor recommended, and it really works. You probably know from their recent appearances on Shark Tank, Squatty Potty exists as a result of a son's love and devotion for his mom. And now you can share your love for your mom by giving her a Squatty Potty for Mother's Day. They're available at all Bed, Bath, and Beyond stores or at SquattyPotty.com. For a limited time, text the code DUG, D-O-U-G, to 511-511 and receive a special coupon to save 20% off the entire order. The only way you can save 20% is to text the word DUG, D-O-U-G, to 511-511. Text DUG to 511-511 and give a Squatty Potty to your mom for Mother's Day.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality floor you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered our already low prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate at big box stores? We've got solid pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. And gorgeous premium quality Bellawood pre-finished hardwood and bamboo for an incredible $2.49. More deals from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. For beautiful, safe, and high-quality hardwood floors for less, see the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7575. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the field, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Pro Flowers has all you need for Mother's Day. But hurry, time is running out. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7575. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 7575.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. It's Monday, the 4th of May, and the weather over this past weekend was pretty good around the country. How was it out in the west? Well, let's see here. Molly's on the east coast, so how was it with you, Molly?
It was beautiful.
Nice weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the idea. I came to Jamaica on Saturday night, and spent the day here yesterday. It's a story and a half in itself.
Was it hot?
I will tell at some point.
Hot and humid?
Really hot and humid, yeah. Not like Los Angeles, 100 degrees, no humidity, though.
No, very dry, but very hot. I was standing outside. I felt like all the water in my body was being sucked out. It was very dry.
Listen, into each life, a little heat must come.
There you go.
21 after on Good Day.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
At the hour, it's Monday, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? The Monday morning program is highlighted in this portion of the program in this hour with a sort of reflection on the SNL stuff, because normally we have monologue material from the late night shows here, and I guess there'll be a lot of David Letterman this week. How many people plan on watching the David Letterman special tonight? Ray Romano is hosting at 8:30, a 2.5 hour overview of David's career on CBS as the host of Late Night. Anybody going to watch that?
I am.
Yeah.
I might, I mean, I think he's the last of an era, so I feel, I feel kind
last
of sad
of that,
about it.
Yeah, the Carson sort of, because the people now are not anywhere near, in my, maybe it's an age thing, I don't know. The competency of what we have there now on ABC and NBC and CBS, and I don't know, Conan seems to have a little bit of it, but it's just not the sort of fun, foolish stuff. Fallon tries with the fun, foolish stuff, and he's okay. His monologues are horrible. He's a terrible interviewer, but he does do some fun. I saw a clip on the plane coming down here of him with Jennifer Lopez and a couple of other people playing a game that was actually was pretty funny. That sort of thing is okay. Anyway, the most of the people around now, with the exception of Kimmel, had their roots in SNL, didn't they? Seth Meyers, Fallon. Well, no, I get the
CBS guys didn't, but that just shows you how Lauren Michaels is running NBC right now.
Yeah, well, late night programming anyway. All right, so the
more.
Conan
weekend.
Was a writer. Conan was an SNL writer too.
Conan was on SNL. That's right. He was a writer. That's what I thought. Right. All right. We start with Weekend Update, joking about the police who were charged in Baltimore.
The state's attorney in Baltimore announced Friday that charges would be filed against six police officers in the death of Freddie Gray. It's a vital and important first step on the path to those officers probably being acquitted. A state of emergency was declared in Baltimore after protests were turned into violent rioting, but no deaths were reported, meaning the riots were still far less dangerous than the backseat of a Baltimore police van.
Nice. Yeah. Hard to find anything funny about that, but I guess in a manner of speaking, there was a smile there at least. The joke about empty Orioles stadium.
Former Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis spoke out against the violence in Baltimore, saying violence is not the answer. Unless, of course, the question is, what made Ray Lewis super rich? Due to the rioting in Baltimore, Wednesday's Orioles game against the White Sox was closed to the public and had zero fans in attendance, which was probably a good idea since Wednesday was Cal Ripken Molotov Cocktail Day.
All right, here's the joke about the Supreme Court hearing the gay marriage case.
During the Supreme Court hearing on the constitutionality of gay marriage, Justice Samuel Alito asked if homosexuals are allowed to marry, what would happen if a group of two men and two women tried to apply for a marriage license? Well, Sam, I'm no legal expert, but they'd probably tell them no, because that's polygamy and it's illegal, and also not at all the same thing. So let's stick to the case at hand and not try to turn this whole thing into some kind of gay word problem. Because if the gay marriage train leaves Massachusetts at 3 p.m. and the traditional marriage train leaves Tennessee at 6 p.m., it doesn't matter because look around you, everyone's already on board the gay train.
Yeah, that's very interesting. We should talk about that in the next half hour. What would happen if two women and two men together applied for marriage license? I guess you have to put names on it, though, don't you? Under this.
On a marriage license, usually, yeah, they don't just like a paw print.
That guy and that
X.
Girl.
How about X over here and Y over there?
Right.
Here's the joke about the retail store Abercrombie and Fitch's new hiring policy.
Abercrombie and Fitch has announced plans to no longer hire employees based on attractiveness, which should make the first new guy they hire feel great.
All right, so this is a chuckle of two or three or four or five, which we could use. Monday, 5/4/15 on the Good Day program at 28 past the hour.
This is Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up, is Connecticut right to drop marijuana possession convictions since it's now decriminalized there?
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. Fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Katrina VandenHeuvel. Since about half the states are decriminalizing or even legalizing marijuana, is Connecticut right to throw out past convictions so they don't mar a young person's record?
Very good precedent. Penalties for marijuana possession at this turning point moment in U.S. history and its approach to marijuana, decriminalization or legalization, these penalties shouldn't follow you for life. So I think it's a lesson for the other 49.
Will libertarian Rich Lowry agree?
My libertarian instincts do kick in when it comes to marijuana, which National Review obviously for a long time has advocated the decriminalization of it. I'm not so sure about this particular initiative, but I am sympathetic to it.
I love when The Nation had a whole issue last year devoted to Bill Buckley's thesis when it wasn't popular that we should decriminalize marijuana. So there's a big consensus. That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry, head of the National Review, and Katrina VandenHeuvel.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler, as we probe what's going on in the world, in a manner of speaking, with lots of things to say about what is going on. I guess we ought to focus some time, ladies and gents, on the Baltimore situation. I want to go to Kenny, though, first, because of social media. We didn't have much time to work over whether there was a comment or whether you may have posted what my comments were about the lunacy of people doing what these people are doing. I guess there were two pieces to what I said, and then everybody else sort of had their ring on this as well. My feeling about this is that anyone who believes that this is the way to approach in the year 2015, this is the year to approach those who will do something that seems to be offensive to your religion, needs to go back about three, maybe four centuries and live. That's, you know, pretty much the bottom line. This is this.
Are you talking about Texas or Baltimore?
No, I'm talking about Texas.
Oh, okay.
No.
I just got a note from one of our listeners, actually, Doug, that makes a very good point. And it was a simple three-sentence email. And he said from RD, he said, the problem isn't inclusion or tolerance. The problem is lack of respect and disrespect for others and their beliefs. And, yes, it should work both ways. But when you bait the bear, you often get mauled.
When you bait the bear, you often get mauled.
Isn't that
interesting? How do we translate that here?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Ken, you said, mm-hmm.
what they did, this was a contest to do something that everyone involved knew was going to offend this particular people of this particular faith.
Or just people who were lunatics to begin with?
No, all people, because they consider Muhammad sacred, and any image of him is
so all members of the Islamic faith have the same attitude as the people who shot up, these two, the guys that shot things up last night, or the place in Amsterdam.
No, and that's not what I'm saying. They consider it sacrilegious. Mm-hmm. There are some extremists who consider it a killable offense.
Okay. All right, so that, I don't mean to belabor this, but I do. This sort of sticks in my craw. So, do we have people in the Christian? And when I say we, I guess I consider myself a Christian with a small c, because I don't like religion. Period. But I do believe in God, and I think that Christ and Muhammad and some others were pretty powerful men, pretty powerful prophets, pretty powerful healers. But I don't. I guess I go back to what I've said before. In the 14th and 15th century, when the Catholic Church was really coming of age, they had the same intolerant point of view about non-believers, and they pretty much did what they could under the auspices of Queen Isabella to kill everybody who wasn't either hadn't converted to Catholicism or didn't believe in it. So fast forward to this era, the same sort of thing going on, but under the circumstances... What would you think if somebody just drew a picture? I mean, pictures, are there no pictures of Muhammad anywhere? Are there no likenesses of him anywhere? So we have these pictures of Jesus all over the place in Catholic churches and Protestant churches. So I guess if somebody put a mustache on it, well, most of the pictures you see of Jesus have a mustache and beard, so that doesn't work. Let's say somebody defaced a picture of, in some way, shape, or form, either God or Jesus. Would there be anybody that you know in the Christian faith who would want to kill that person?
Nobody I know.
No.
I wouldn't know anybody who would want to kill. Okay. But I know people who would be very deeply offended by it.
Right, yeah. I'm not trying to pit one religion against another. I'm just thinking that what we don't understand about this religion, well, it's pretty much... everything. If you don't belong or believe, there are all kinds of piece of information. I don't even know how that got started. Did Muhammad in his prophecy say, you will not see pictures of you, no one will put up a picture of me? I mean, how do we know Muhammad even actually existed? So there are stories of his being born in 900...
Well, it's all the faith. You can go into the same thing with other religions than Jesus. But I think, you know, when you start talking about religion, the Bible is very violent. And I think that as we have evolved, and as Christianity and as Judaism have evolved, we realize that the interpretation of the Bible isn't one that needs to be interpreted with all of that violence. You can take the messages from the stories and apply them without the violence. I'm not sure that those in the Muslim faith, and maybe this is a socioeconomic partnership with people living in Muslim nations, although there's very rich Muslim people as well, but maybe they just haven't evolved their religion as much to take out that violence. Instead, they act on those same violent principles instead of just taking the interpretation and the messages out of the stories.
Or is it the other way around, that this sort of a religion takes root, or at least the fanatical side of it takes root in places where there isn't a lot of education?
It could. I mean, you can't say that. I don't know. I would just
there
say
are those
that
who would say that
like...
about fundamental Christianity
right.
as well.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, fundamental Christians don't tend to be, I mean, you get some on the very fringe that follow the violent messaging of the Bible, but you don't hear about that quite as much as you do the other way around with people of Muslim faith.
Kenny?
And if, you think about this, if it were the other way around, if there were a group of followers of the Nation of Islam who decided that they were going to have a Jesus drawing contest, I can totally see not a lot of people, but a couple extremists who were going to be offended and go there to cause some trouble.
I guarantee you there would not be a blow up of it, though, with violence.
You think they'd be shooting it up?
No. I don't think so. Because I think Christianity have been beaten over the head so much to not impose our faith on other people that you just don't see. I believe that Christians, in the most part, I mean, in America especially.
Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, but in America especially,
Mm-hmm. Christians have been made to feel bad about themselves. There is a lot of Christian shaming in at least North America and in the United States especially.
Really?
And I think that you would not. Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a ton of Christian shaming.
Except for Timothy McVeigh and people.
Well, no, I'm talking about now, and I'm talking about there are some fringe. I'm not telling you that there isn't. But in the whole, in the middle, there are people who are saying, who give you the message. Uh-oh, am I losing you?
No, yeah, we're here. Bing, bang, boom.
Did she go away?
Did she throw the mic down and leave the room? Oh, I got back. Sorry, I lost you guys. But I think in the media, just to pick up, and sorry if I interrupted you guys if you were talking, but equipment, technology. I think that there is, in the media and in pop culture now, I think 20-somethings especially are being Christian-shamed. Just a point of view.
Well, I just think that there would be a good chance, if it was flipped the other way around, that there would be a couple of fringe Christian fundamentalists, whatever you want to call them, who would go and cause trouble. Just like at this event, there were two people, and we don't even know if they were Islamists. We don't know yet. But there were just two people who went to cause trouble at this thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what the first thing was when I saw this story? All three of you are going to chuckle a little bit. I'm in Jamaica today, and I'm looking at the newspapers, and this is a very British colony, if you will. The Brits had control and charge of this, like many other areas of the Caribbean. And so the way they report on things, and I noticed it in a couple of other, including one of the piece of copy that I got from you, Kenny, the men were shot dead. Whenever I listen or see that in England, for example.
Dead.
Yeah.
Why is
so
it funny?
British. Because the
it's
word
a British
is killed.
Thing.
They were
yeah.
killed. They were shot dead. Well, what else? I mean, you could say shot.
Well, they can be shot and wounded, shot and injured, shot dead.
British.
Is it?
It's British.
I've used that terminology before.
Shot dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, killed is probably a better use of...
Well, but then if you say killed, then you still have to say they were shot. That was how they were killed.
No, yeah.
So shot dead is just easier. It's simpler. It's concise.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 letters in shot dead, and killed is 1, 2, 3, only 6. So look at that.
But then you still have to say how they were killed.
No, you don't. Why?
They were killed. Well, because people want to know.
By police. Why do we care whether they were shot?
Well, they beaten with their little sticks? Or not little sticks.
There. Those are big sticks, Molly.
Police clubs, or were they shot? So it's just want to get the facts.
And so we haven't gotten to Baltimore yet. Kenny, what's going on with social media and the Texas shooting? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show.
Two comments on one on each side. William says, I just don't understand when Muslims say that cartoons of their prophet offend them, why go to such lengths to intentionally offend them? I'm all for freedom of speech, but it just seems like a matter of respect to not make fun of someone that others consider sacred.
But some people don't understand what respect is. What does that mean, respect? We all ought to learn how to be tolerant, all of us, whether it's religion, whether it's politics, whether it's how much money you have, whether it's the kind of a car you drive, whatever it is, whether your children are tall or short. Tolerance, tolerance, tolerance is part of where I think we all need to go more. We all have something to say about things that we maybe in some circumstances don't know very much about. So we are extraordinarily judgmental. I was reading some things in a book that I'm reading about judgment and the kinds of things that we do to cover up our own fears and our own inadequacies or feelings of inadequacy, and that's where all of this stuff comes from. What a shame. All right, what else you got, Kenny?
Ben says, the whole point of freedom of speech is to protect the freedom to offend. I'm sorry that some feel the need to not offend Muslims to the point that they question others' rights to do so. I'm sure the people in Dallas were meaning to offend them, but so what? These cartoons should now be printed all over the place.
People in Dallas, I think, were looking for a lot of publicity, which they got in a really negative way, because they're copying exactly what Charlie Hebdo was doing. Whether they're making a statement or not, they were looking to start a dialogue. They were looking to get publicity, right?
All right. So I would like to know more, if we can. Somebody do a little research on this. This contest was sponsored by whom and for what purpose? I'm looking at the American Freedom Defense Initiative. I don't know who they are. Maybe they're an anti-Muslim group, but I want to know a little bit more about them and what their roots are. Who would be a typical member? I'm speculating, but I'd rather not do that because that doesn't add to the intelligence of our conversation.
Would they still be offended if the pictures made Muhammad look really hot?
Yeah.
Like, what if they made him look like Cary Grant or Jared Leto?
Yeah.
No?
That wouldn't make any difference.
All right.
No. 888-302-3684, 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Every business trip starts with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, this country wasn't built by folks waiting for opportunities to come to them. They went to their people and things got done. And if you're one of those business people, there's a range of choice hotels like Comfort Inn for every type of business trip.
Should I stay or should I go?
You always have a choice. Book now at choicehotels.com.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality floor you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered our already low prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate at big box stores? We've got solid pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. And gorgeous premium quality Bellawood pre-finished hardwood and bamboo for an incredible $2.49. More deals from 49 cents and 24 month special financing. For beautiful, safe, and high quality hardwood floors for less, see the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed, or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So we've spent pretty much the whole hour, or much of it, talking about the Texas shooting and the ramifications and the understanding of the religion and what Muhammad was all about. There are images of Muhammad around, it turns out. This American Freedom Defense Initiative, the name of it. Molly, what did you and Jennifer, all of you, have nosed around a little bit? What do you find out about the American Freedom Defense Initiative?
Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center calls them an anti-Muslim group. That's what they are considered. So
yes.
They track hate groups or what they consider to be hate groups, and that's how they've classified them.
All right. So who's offended? Now, I'm offended by them calling their group American Freedom Defense Initiative as if they represented all Americans. They don't represent me. And I'm betting they don't represent 99.44% of the rest of America. So, but how do we, you know, when you get to names like this, there's probably nothing in the trademark, or if you go to Washington and see if this group has protected the name of its group in some way, shape, or form. I find that to be offensive. I'm an American, and I don't believe one word of what they preach. So what do you do about that? How do you get in the face of people?
Well, you should start your own group, Dougie.
What's my group?
Your group will be nobody can use the American terminology in America to go after anti-groups.
It's a general feeling. You can't take the name out, but doesn't that bother you, all of us as Americans?
There's lots of groups like that that use American in their name, though, that don't necessarily represent you. I mean, that's the beauty of being here, is that
what's another group that is this bad?
The ACLU.
The American Civil Liberties Union?
Yeah, I don't agree with anything that they do.
Yes, you would. Yeah, the American
I don't agree with 80% of what they do now.
Well, American Civil Liberties Union is a different sort of... I don't know, for me, anyway, it has a different feel to it. I know that there are a lot of things they do that are really foolish, or we would, as a
main
thing, that they're foolish. But I don't know. I don't get the same feel out of that at all. I think they stand for a lot of American I think there are a lot of things that they do that help America. They're on the right side of some issues and the wrong side of other issues, depending on how. But they're, the news media tends to, depending on which side of the news media you're on, which is, again, another sort of, we're pointing at how bad the news media is, that we would, from the news media, get a slant that wasn't just the news. There are people who report on the news who have a slant. And that enters into how they would cover things that the ACLU might get involved in. That's a side issue. But it's a good point. I'm glad you brought it up, Jennifer. Just other groups, American Airlines.
Yeah, there's one.
They don't agree with
you
at all.
They do all the time.
No, I don't like. I ride them most of the time, and I don't like a lot of the stuff that they do. So yeah, okay. So let's come up with a list, Kenny, of all the things that have American in them that offends people. If you can find, is there something going on somewhere that the name of the group has America or Americans in it, you're offended, send it along. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time on the Good Day program. A focus on what's going on in the world of technology. Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, has been given a squatty potty. And then we could talk about the the technical ramifications of that. You love your squatty potty, right?
I do. It's you know, when you start studying the impact of the physiology, the positive impact on the human body, you suddenly realize there's no other way to go.
Right. That's a nice way of putting it. But that's true, though, in a manner of speaking. So those of you who have been listening to me talk about this and you're interested, the code when you go to, you can text Doug to 511-511 and give Squatty Potty a try for Mother's Day. It's not a bad idea. Greg's time with us today is going to focus on watches and the Kentucky Derby. I'm going to just put these two pieces of the pie together in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can't make on budget happen. Make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait. Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Sam Adams, Summer Ale.
I love the Summer Ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect. It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Responsibly.
All right, so Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine, the technology editor there, joins us every day at this time. Jennifer and Molly and Kenny and I. I'm not sure if anybody talked about the Kentucky Derby yet. Anybody watch the Kentucky Derby over the weekend?
No.
Sounds like...
I did. No.
Right. You know, you did, Peter?
I did.
Yeah. And so, under the circumstances, the name Longines was prominently displayed wherever there were cameras. It's a Swiss luxury watch brand, the official watch and timekeeper for the Derby. And so you were there at the Derby, Greg.
I was, and I was with the folks from Longines. And, you know, this was the second time I've gone to the Derby with the Longines folks. And the connection between a Swiss watch company and the Derby, to me, was not obvious until I got there the first time. And I began to think about how important extremely precise, reliable timing is, mm-hmm. especially to a sport like horse racing or skiing, mm-hmm. because it all comes down to, you know, it can come down to a millisecond. And mm-hmm. so you want technology that's going to be the best at recording and capturing that time. So Swiss watches and the Kentucky Derby or skiing or the Triple Crown, it's absolutely essential. But of course this year it was even more interesting to be there with a watch company like Longines, because what just happened a week or so ago, people
began to
get their Apple Watches. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So is the Apple Watch purported to be as good technologically as the Longines watch?
Well, they're very different technologies, and of course the Apple Watch can do things that a traditional Swiss watch was not designed to do. You know, it's got all kinds of sensors, it can capture your heartbeat and things like that, it can connect to your iPhone, and yet the vice president of Longines made a really great point about the Apple Watch when asked about it. One of the things he said, you know, I love my iPad, but is it going to be handed down in my family from generation to generation? No, the truth is, in a couple of years, I'll throw it away and get another one, because the nature of technology, digital technology, is that we're constantly upgrading it because it gets outdated. And at that point, an editor from Town and Country held up his wrist and he said, I'm wearing my grandfather's Longines watch. I love it. I wear it all the time.
And see, I bet if you pay $17,000 for an Apple Watch, that might cover it.
I'm not sure. You know, it's going to be a very underpowered device in a few years. You may keep the band, but I'm not sure you're going to keep the watch.
So the Longines will be powered and will hold up, and the Apple Watch won't. That's the premise. Really? Huh. Interesting. Greg Stebbin here. Tech Talk time on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.